Jordan Convos. My name is Jordan.
And I'm James.
And today we don't really know what we're going to talk about. So, James, do you have any stories you want to share?
I actually have a funny story.
Mm-hmm.
Not as funny as terrifying, but it's not terrifying for you, but it was terrifying. Not terrifying. It
more like anxious?
It took a heavy toll on my anxiety.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I went to Bali this week. Not this week. Early. Came back early this week.
Yeah.
So, I left on... When did I leave?
Couple weeks ago.
Not a couple of weeks ago. Last week. I left on Wednesday, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Matter,
I left on Wednesday-ish. Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
And I went for like 5 days. I came back on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to leave on Sunday, but I came back on Monday. We extended one day.
Yeah.
I went as a group. So it was me, my family, me, my mom, my dad, my sister, my aunt, my uncle, her two kids, her nanny. Not my aunt's nanny, but the children's nanny.
Yeah.
My other aunt, my other uncle, mm-hmm. and my grandparents.
Mm.
So, we stayed there for a while, and so, on the last day, some people left early, so it ended up being just... So on the last day, it was just me, my mom, my dad, my aunt, and her two kids and her husband, yeah. So, we were having lunch at the hotel. It was really nice. I had this burger, I had charcoal buns with a Wagyu patty. It was so good. It was so juicy. It was insane. It had cheese on it.
You can stop describing. I'm getting all right. hungry. So
it had
move on.
Onions on it. Oh my god. So good. And where was I? So we were having lunch, and then my mom was like, What's up with your ticket? And then he was like, oh yeah, I got it yesterday.
The plane tickets, right?
Yeah, the plane tickets. It was like, we leave at 6 o'clock. I was like, oh really? And I was like, you should check first. So like, what terminal are you at? So he checks, and I was like, oh, it's 16. I was like, so it's 4 o'clock, yeah? And then he was like, oh well. And then like, what time is it now? Oh lol, it's 3:30.
Wait a minute. You didn't actually say lol, right? Please tell me you didn't.
No, but
okay,
like,
because like, if one of your uncles or aunts actually says lol out loud, I would be kind of concerned, I guess.
Yeah, but I have a lot of other words to describe the situation that I cannot use.
Ah, because we're trying to keep it clean.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. So, they're like, oh, it's 3:30.
Yeah. Wait, so like, the time when they were checking is 3:30, and the flight is at 4.
Yeah, and we just ordered the food and everything.
So they have 30 minutes to get to the airport, and the food hasn't even come yet.
Yeah. So, there's... I kid you not, like 10 seconds of dead silence where they're like, what do we do now? Like, nobody said anything. So...
I bet the kids were just like looking at their like iPads and things like, what's going on? And they just like went back to their all usual business.
No, her daughter was trying to make me guess a riddle. Riddle. Yeah.
So, the parents were all worried and the kids were just like...
Yeah,
whatever,
that did not please
I mean...
the parents. So, where's that at?
Right,
lunch. So, they... 10 seconds of silence, and everybody just started panicking that, like, right off. So, right after those 10 seconds, everybody just started panicking. I had nothing to do with anything.
But
like, I didn't do anything. Like, I had no point doing anything.
Yeah, because it's not your flight.
Yeah, like, I couldn't help with anything either.
Yeah.
So, but I was panicking myself. Just, freaking out.
Yeah, I get it.
So, everybody goes crazy, they cancel the order, they pack their stuff, they leave instantly. So they get there 3 minutes to
four.
3 minutes to four.
So 3 minutes until their flight leaves. And
yeah.
They're at check-in.
They get at the airport 3 minutes before four. And you know how airports close their check-ins 45 minutes before, right?
So it's like, no way.
Yeah, so that freaked me out. Then my burger came. Then I had such a good time with my burger. The fries
temporary
were so good.
Happiness.
Yeah, but... It was, oh my god, the
it's
stress.
It's like happiness, but in the back of your mind, it's like something's clawing.
I know, exactly. So the stress of missing the flight was insane.
Yeah, and you're like, I really want to enjoy this burger, but I'm so stressed.
Exactly.
So it's like half-half.
But then I took a bite of the burger, and that was even more insane.
Just a mix of emotions all together, and you're like, what's going on in my head?
Then I finished the burger. I was still a little, ugh.
Yeah.
Mm. But then I went to the toilet to wash my hands. But then I took a few good mirror selfies, and then that calmed me down a bit.
So that's what you calm you down. You just go to the toilet like, okay, what selfie time? And you start taking pictures of yourself.
It was a really nice mirror. Like,
really? Yeah. I mean, all mirrors are just mirrors.
No, but this one had like gold and stuff.
Oh, like a frame and stuff?
Yeah, it was a really nice mirror.
Okay.
So, we finished our lunch, then we went straight to the airport. Our flight was supposedly at 6 o'clock. Yeah. So
this is Monday.
Yeah, because we extended our flight from Sunday. Our original flight. Our original flight on Sunday was 6 o'clock, but then we extended to Monday, which was 5 o'clock, yeah. So, we thought it was 6 o'clock. We got to the airport, like, I don't know, half an hour early, and we met them, and we, like, because we had a driver, so we swapped cars and everything.
Oh, so they were waiting at the airport. They missed their flight, right?
So they extended another day.
Okay, so you went to the airport, and then they went back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you're at the
airport. So I'm at the airport, and then we're like, oh, it's all fine. Imagine if we missed our flight.
If only you
Little did we know.
I can feel like something's gonna about to go wrong.
Yeah, exactly. So we went to check in, we got all the luggage in, and my dad was like, so can we still swap our seats? Like, get a, like, further, like, more at the front. And then the lady at the counter was like, oh, no, you're the last two people here. And, like, one little sweat just dropped. Like, I
stick, like... I'm sorry. What?
Like, that one piece of my brain just, like, shattered.
That one piece, like, that one brain cell that's like, still intact.
So, we got in. We thought it was, like, oh, it's still 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So, it should be fine. We got to the thing. Turns out the plane was leaving early. So, there was already a guy waiting in front of the gate waiting for us, and we had to run all the way across. It freaked me out. Like,
so, like, you were rushing to get there in time?
Yeah.
So, what time was your flight?
5:20, but everybody was already on
the flight. Because, like, so it got moved up early. Because
everybody was already there. So, once everybody's already there, they should be able to take off early, because everybody was
already
there.
But you're not there. Supposed to take off at 6, right?
5:20, that's the thing. We thought the flight was at 6, because we extended our flight. The flight on Sunday was 6 o'clock, but then we changed it to... Monday.
Yeah.
We changed the flight from Sunday to Monday. We thought it was the same time, but turns out it was 5:20, not 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that was the problem. We got on the... Even when on the flight, I was still freaking out. Like,
it's
I know.
Like, trauma, kind of? It's like you're still feeling the effects of adrenaline.
I got really calmed down after listening to Jonas Brothers after a bit, but like...
Jonas Brothers. I mean, I think I kind of felt that before. Like, when I was a kid, like, whenever I would, like, go somewhere, we had the transit, right? Sometimes you have to transit.
I hate transits.
Like, my mom, at one point, during this, like, one particular flight, my mom was like, okay, when we get to transit, we have only a couple minutes to get from this plane to this plane. So when we get there, you cannot mess around. So I was, like, so scared. I was like, okay, I have to be focused or I'm gonna miss the flight. And so, like, we were all, like, panicking. We were just, like, rushing straight to the gate. When actually, it wasn't even, like, really, what's it called? It wasn't really, like, fast. I mean, we didn't need to go that fast.
Where was this?
Like, in Japan, I think. Like, I was transiting, I was going to America. We were transiting in Japan, and we had to, like, rush to the gate. I'm not sure, I think it was a couple, apparently, I think it's like 20 minutes. So it's not that long.
That was like one of my, so I was on a flight from Jakarta to Melbourne.
Yeah.
But we had a transit in Singapore. So we landed, it was a short transit, it was like roughly 20 minutes. But the thing is, because our plane got delayed, so we got there, our luggage just got transferred to the next flight. But the thing is, we didn't get transferred to the next flight.
And sometimes Singapore, they have like different terminals, right? You have to like...
That's the thing. We had to go to a different terminal. That's the thing. We had to go to a different terminal. So that was the problem. We didn't get... It wasn't our fault.
Yeah,
it was the plane's fault, not me. Like, I caused no problems.
Wait, so the plane was late? Or was it early?
I don't know what the exact problem was, but I remember it was not our fault.
Okay.
So, we missed the flight, but the thing is, they wrote us in the buggy and everything. They wrote us all the way to the next terminal.
Usually I would take the train if I do that.
Yeah. I don't know why they used the buggy. I can't remember. This is like 10 years ago. So
you were still little?
No, I was like 10. No? I don't know.
You were 10, so you're 20 now. 10 years ago, you were 10. Okay.
Alright, so, they wrote us in the buggy. We ended up missing the flight. So we had the choice, either we could go to Melbourne on the next flight, but without our luggages, or stay there and arrive with our luggages, stay in Singapore. So they got us a free hotel.
Oh, so you stay in Singapore?
Yeah.
Is it an airport hotel?
No, it was outside the
hotel. Oh, okay.
The thing is, I didn't have any clothes.
So you just, what did you sleep in?
No, we ended up getting this, you know, this packet of 6 reusable, disposable underwear?
Yeah.
You ended up getting that.
So, you reuse your old clothes, like every single time, like even to sleeping. What do you use?
We just got whatever we could find at the airport.
So you like bought airport clothes basically.
Yeah. Hmm. Airport has seen clothes.
Have you like stayed at an airport though before?
No.
You? Cause like apparently it's like really budget hotel, but I really like I don't know what it's like. Cause I've seen like the escalators going up to airport hotel. It kind of looks nice, but at the same time it looks like really like dodgy. So like I don't know what it would be like to like stay in that kind of hotel.
I mean, I've never stayed at one, yeah. So who knows?
Also, another like airport related incident that happened to me before, I think it was a couple years ago. I was on the way home from like Japan. I transited in Singapore, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had like this fragile box. Like we bought like a bread cooker. So we had this box. It said fragile, right? But the lady, when we were checking in...
A bread cooker?
Yeah. It's this thing. It's like a bread cooker. You put in all the ingredients. It mixes it for you. And it cooks the bread.
So why do you need a bread cooker?
Because it's easy.
Why don't you just buy bread?
Because the bread is expensive. And the bread we make is...
No, it's not. It's
but,
like...
Yeah, but like we can make healthier bread.
Why don't you just buy healthier bread?
Because that's expensive.
How much was the bread cooker?
It's an investment.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's good bread, though. It makes really good bread. And it makes jam, too. And it makes a bunch of other stuff that we just don't know how to do.
What determines the good bread? The maker or the ingredients?
The ingredients. And now that we have our own bread cooker, we know exactly what ingredients go into the bread.
Why?
Because.
Whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Moving on. So we're taking that bread cooker back home, right? We were in check-in. And the lady, we wanted fragile stickers to let people know they're fragile.
Mm.
The lady only put it on one side. So, you know how that is. Like,
my
parents wanted it to be on all sides. So, like, the guys,
when
we get to the airport, the guys won't, like, jostle around. Yeah, they won't just throw it on something. So, we asked for more stickers, right? And the lady's like, no. I don't know why. The lady's like, no, I don't want to do that. And so, like, my parents just kept, like pushing it. Like, we need stickers so, like, it won't break when you get to the airport. And so the lady, after a while, she got like really angry. She took the tape and she like wrapped it all over the box, like really angrily. And that's not even the end of it. After that, we were like, okay, fine. We just walked into like the check-in, right? We were walking to the airport. Apparently, when we got into like the part where they check you for like chemicals and stuff, some of my cousins and my family, they got like sent to the bomb room. They looked at our like stuff. And they took some of us to like a room where they asked us questions.
Did you go?
No, I didn't. Like only some, like half of us went. And apparently the lady at the check-in, she like did this thing where she like ticked two lines on our boarding passes. And apparently that's a code for saying these people are dangerous. So like, that woman was really petty. Like literally, she like ticked it two times, and like half of us went into like questioning because they thought we were like carrying bombs or something.
Nice.
Like,
why only half of you though?
Because I guess it's only like a random check. And I don't think she checked all of our stuff. But still, like just for not getting fragile stickers.
That reminds me of this one story. So I went to this Chinese restaurant once when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, this was like, I was like roughly seven, eight.
Mm-hmm. Is this Australia?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was insane about sushi.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I would have sushi like every night for dinner. Not every night, that's an exaggeration.
Well, like you have it most nights. Or you would beg for sushi.
Right, let's just say I love sushi.
Yeah, at that age.
Let's just say I love sushi. So, the Chinese restaurant was right next to the sushi restaurant.
Yeah.
So I got sushi to go.
Yeah.
So I had this bag of sushi. Then everybody walked into the sushi restaurant. I walked in with the bag of sushi. And the lady said no sushi. I get why, because no takeout,
no
restaurant outside. I get why. But like, back then, in my 8-year-old mind, that ticked me off.
I need my sushi, lady.
But
you don't understand.
But the thing is, I wasn't like an aggressive child. I was like,
you were like,
if someone told me off, I was like, okay, and I just walk off and just cry.
You mean really?
Yeah. So that lady was terrifying. She still scares me now.
Is she like a, like what type of lady? Like
waitress, Chinese lady.
Oh yeah, those are really scary.
Okay. But anyway, so that freaked me out. So the Chinese lady, I wasn't allowed.
Did she even say it nice, or did she like?
No, she was like, no sushi, and stuff like that. It was like, I was terrified. Like, I wanted, sushi was everything. Like, I would, if I could, I would have screamed back at her.
If you could, yeah, but you were a little kid.
Yeah, all I knew how to do was cry. So,
So did you throw a tantrum, like, right in front of her?
No, I sat back and just started crying. I went to the table and just started crying.
So he's like, no sushi. It's like, okay. And you said no, and you started crying.
Yeah.
With the sushi in your hand.
Everybody was legit eating on the table, and I was just on the table crying with my sushi.
So everyone else was eating sushi as well?
No, everybody was eating Chinese food, because the sushi was from next yeah, door. Yeah, yeah. And I was just on the table, and I never wanted to eat there again. I was just, like, 2 years ago was the first time I came back there.
Wait, so you never went to that restaurant because of that one incident?
Yeah, I didn't want to. I only recently came back there, like, 2 years ago.
Like, after all the trauma was finished, you're like, okay, I think I can go back in there.
That was actually terrible. Like,
imagine you meet, like, the same person, like, the same Chinese waiter, and you're just like, you just look there, you.
Just start chucking sushi at her face.
Yeah, yeah. You take this.
I had another restaurant incident. All my incidents are related to restaurants.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. So, I was at Hog's Breath. It's a ribs steak restaurant. And then, because when I was, I'm a big eater.
Mm.
So, my mom was not. So, my mom had this plan. So, I don't get why this wasn't allowed. So, my mom would order the kids' menu, the kids' ribs.
Yeah.
So, it's like this big. Mm. And I would get the double one, which is like this big. And then, so it's just basically training spots,
oh,
right?
So like you tell the person, and they think the kids' meal is for you, and the adult meal is for your mom.
Yeah, so it's like basically training but
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
There's nothing really wrong with that.
Yeah, as long as you don't get caught.
Yeah.
Because you technically pay for the same thing.
Yeah, exactly, right? There's nothing wrong with that. So, turns out we weren't allowed to do that.
Wait, why not?
Like, I don't know.
That's like the perfect plan. And it doesn't cost the restaurant anything like less.
Exactly. So, I don't know. My dad ended up getting really mad at the waitress. Because she was like, oh, you know what? Do that. And then,
like in that know-it-all voice?
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember much. I only know this story.
What were you doing? Were you just eating the ribs?
No, I was just sitting there just like, what? Because I learned not to interfere.
Mm, yeah.
So like, I would just sit there and just watch. Just like,
it's like, let's see how this plays out. As like, imagine like you're there. Wait, is this after sushi incident?
I honestly don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
It's around that age though.
Imagine like it's after sushi incident and you're like, oh no, it's happening all over again, and you start getting like anxious and stuff.
Everything I know is from at least 7 years old. I don't remember anything from before that.
So just 7 years old. Seven and up.
Anything before seven is a blur.
How about that time when you said you had death lists and all your friends when you were a kid?
Let's not talk about
That's something for another episode. So if you want to hear more about that, it will be coming in upcoming episodes.
Alright, so we're talking about alright, so everything from zero or no. Does zero count the 9 months in the belly?
Yeah, I'd say you're zero. Zero and then you have first.
Or is that minus nine?
Minus nine?
Because minus nine in the womb, 9 months.
No!
And then when you're born,
your birthday
nine.
Starts when you're born. Because that's your birth day. That's zero.
Then why aren't you one?
And then one is the after you lived 1 year. That's one. And another year, you get two. So when you first come out, you're zero. 1 year is one. Another year is two. Three. So all on.
I guess. So everything I remember is from seven to, what am I now?
I mean, I guess, 16? Because like 6 years old, 5 years old, you can't really remember anything. Maybe
just
it's like
blank. The only one thing I remember from before seven.
Yeah.
So as a kid, I was like this. I don't know how big are kids.
Like, how big are kids? Oh, how old? Like, I never. I can
this
never
is
like
six. This is like six.
I can never tell.
Six is like here. What is
are
this?
Are you sure? Six is a bit lower.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Unless
that kid's
like super tall.
140?
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. 6 year old
kid.
But
6 year old
kid.
You get the point.
But
six
I had a big head. Like, big.
So like, because
I was bald.
Oh, you were?
Not like bald, but like buzz cut bald.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and I'm like, I don't know. I have so much energy.
So you're like a giant, like, ball.
No. I was like a bubble head. So, I like to wiggle around through stuff.
So so basically you're a bobblehead. Like
yeah.
You wiggle a lot.
So one day we had this cell group at a church,
mm-hmm.
and everybody was in the kitchen. I don't know why I was alone in the living room. But we had this lazy...
I think I've heard this story before.
I don't know. I haven't told you the full story?
Yeah, okay.
So we had this lazy boy in the living room. So okay. When it retracted, it had like these mechanical legs that intertwined with each other.
Yeah, to like make it go back and forth.
I don't know what it was, but it was literally like intertwining with each other and everything. Yeah. It was crazy. So, because with my big head, everybody was in the living room and my big head somehow wiggled its way through the legs of the lazy boy.
Like the infrastructure of the chair.
Yeah. And everybody, and there was a scream, just a loud, high pitched scream. Everybody rushed into the living room and it was just me stuck in the legs of the lazy boy. Wait, the whole body was stuck inside.
How did you get your head in?
I don't know, but I couldn't get it out.
How did you get out?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
All I remember, I was just stuck there. I have a photo of a lazy boy.
I mean, at least you didn't have hair. If you had hair, it would get stuck too.
Oh man, my hair now.
Yeah.
That would be terrible.
Ugh. Wait, so as a kid, you just thought it was a good idea. You look at a lazy boy. I want to put my head in that. Let's do it. You just did it?
Well, nothing's changed now.
I mean, yeah, you kind of do like everything without thinking.
I'm always getting my hands stuck in things.
Yeah, like, what do I do now? You showed me a video once, like you got your hand stuck in like this chair. Like I was stuck it in there, you couldn't get it out.
Just last week, I got my hand stuck in the cabinet.
Yeah.
Cause they have the
handles.
The handle, the drawer handle things.
Yeah.
I was like wiggling my hands through.
Yeah.
I don't know how I get it inside, but I just pop it right through.
Oh
yeah. But it's just stuck. I can't get it
out. Yeah, that's the worst part, cause like usually for some reason you can get through, but you can't get out.
That's like me with my hair. Like, I'm always wiggling my head through something. I don't know how. My head just fits through things.
just does?
Yeah, it just slips right through and doesn't get out. Do you remember last episode? I was telling you about how I cut my finger.
Yeah.
When I was cutting the cardboard.
Yeah.
So that cardboard was for making my Iron Man mask.
Yeah, helmet.
So, I finally made it.
You did?
Yes, I did.
You assembled it.
I put it all together.
Yeah.
But then I put it on my head.
And it got stuck.
And I couldn't get it out. I was wearing that for like a full hour.
Why didn't you just like ask your parents something, like cut it off or something?
Because, I mean, I don't want to cut it off.
Yeah, I guess.
It was so good, dude. Like,
you just put it on, you can't get it off, like, I guess it's me now.
It's either the helmet or my head.
Yeah.
So, and at this point, I was really considering my head.
Really? For a cardboard helmet?
Have you seen the helmet?
Yeah, I guess.
It's a nice, I mean, it was hard work. I mean, I'm not gonna ruin.
But still.
You would be insane to cut that up.
Your head. Helmet, head.
It's an obvious twist, Jordan.
Which is?
The helmet.
Okay.
I ended up cutting, there was a layer in the back, back plate. So the back consisted of three layers.
Yeah.
To make it like that spike thing. On the back, so I had to cut off one part.
So you eventually cut it off.
Not the full thing.
Yeah, but you cut some of it off.
Yeah, but there's some people who suggested I cut all the way through the middle.
Oh no, why would you do that?
I don't know, insane, right?
And that would be like, you might like cut yourself as well.
Yeah, because the problem was the chin, there was a chin plate that went through my chin, so I couldn't get it in or out. Like, it was insane. I had it on for like a full hour.
So, this episode we talk about airports, and we just somehow went all the way from that to restaurants, and then getting your head stuck in things.
Yeah.
Or more specifically, your head.
My head, yeah. My head's always stuck in things.
I don't have any stories of that kind. You just have tons of them for some reason. But I think that's all we have time for today. Like, that's a lot we just talked about. Yeah. And that's a lot of process too, because like right now I'm like, what's going on? Like, I'm confused. So I think we'll just finish it here, and we'll see you next week, I guess. So, be sure to tune in to next week's episode.
Oh wait, also, we have a brand new Instagram.
Yes, we do. Thank you, James, for inviting us.
You should go check it out at
Afternoon Convos. At Afternoon Convos.
Well, what do you call that thing? Just at?
Yeah.
At Afternoon Convos.
We have posted one post.
And go follow, and we will keep you up to date with our news and everything leading up to the podcast.
Hopefully. So, hopefully next week we release an episode. Hopefully we don't miss it.
Alright then. Bye.
Bye.
What's it, the bye?
I don't know. You did the bye.
Bye. Bye.